From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. 6 years ago, when the city of Miami built a multi-million dollar soccer park in the heart of Little Haiti, residents there believed the park would be used for soccer. But until recently, the only youth sport offered was peewee American football. As WLRN reporter Nadege Green tells us, now there is soccer in the park.
Let's go. Faster, faster, faster.
About 30 members of the Little Haiti Soccer Club form a circle on the field.
I want you guys, when you play, I don't want no dirty play.
Coach Gomez Lalo is giving the teenage boys a talk on sportsmanlike conduct and respect.
If anyone, either from your team or from the other team, get injured, I want everybody to go down. I want you. You guys understand? Quand vous débutez à jouer au frappé, pas gagner à courir par là, tout n'est que descendre. Ça sont signe de support qu'il y a.
Lalo and his coaching staff give instructions in both English and Creole. Most of the soccer club's 60 players were born in Haiti. Some are recent arrivals who are still learning how to speak English. Lalo is also the head soccer coach at Miami Edison Senior High. He says Haiti is a soccer-crazed nation, and the sport is just as big for Haitians in Miami.
Understand that that's our sport. Whether in Haiti itself, we don't play any other thing but soccer, okay?
The park where they play, the Little Haiti Soccer Park, is also known as Mono Sanon Soccer Park, after the respected Haiti national soccer player. The new soccer club came together with help from the University of Miami, the City of Miami, and Ransom Everglades, the elite private school in Coconut Grove. The club is free, and the club's not just about soccer. It's meant to be a way to keep these young inner-city boys off the streets, and more than that, hopefully a pathway to college and scholarships.
We know their parents can afford $40,000 to $60,000 a year to send them to school, but again, academically, if they're solid and athletically, they're good, so we know for sure we can help them go to college.
Soon, the club will offer tutoring for the boys and social services for their families in partnership with UM. During a recent practice, John Pumphil ran through kicking drills. He'll be a 12th grader at Miami Edison this fall. He arrived to Miami from Haiti 10 months ago. He says he wants to go to college and graduate. If he works hard at soccer and academics, he believes he can go far, maybe even to the World Cup. The Little Haiti Soccer Club played its first friendly match against the Coconut Grove Soccer Club. It was a home game in Little Haiti. A breathless announcer called out the plays in Creole to a crowd of about 300 people. The traditional Haitian festival band, Gaga Lakai, played in the bleachers. And when the Little Haiti Soccer Club scored the one and only goal of the game, beating the Coconut Grove team, the crowd erupted. This is what the community expected 6 years ago when the soccer park was built. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.